Susul. Welcome to Under the Palm Bob podcast about all things related to The Sims. It's Jess, and if you couldn't tell by that music, it's Max Madness. Always play the earhorn for that.
We got dubstep in our music. We got the horn.
All the sound effects.
We got kids.
I don't know about the kids.
It's 2012 again.
I don't know about the kids, but everything else.
Yeah. Yeah. We got the earhorn, though. Anyway, so who's all here for this Max's Madness?
Jen, I'm here. Hi.
Hi.
Allie's here.
Vanity's here.
Yay.
I exist.
Yay. But yeah, okay. Welcome to Max's Madness 2024. And this one is called Packapalooza.
Packapalooza. We're getting so creative with these names for these bracket names. Well, I don't want to say we. You are getting so creative with these bracket names.
Exactly.
I'm trying to think of something clever.
When we post stuff to socials, I'm like, Jess, what did you say? I can't think of anything funny.
Okay. So this year, Packapalooza, we are talking about all the Sims 4 packs, as in the expansion packs, the game packs, the stuff packs. We did not include kits because there are a fuck ton of them. We would be here forever.
And I haven't bought a kit ever, so.
Yeah. And they add so little to the game that we're, yeah.
The kit slander! Yep.
Fight me.
But for $5, you can get some, you can get a little bit of this, a little bit of that, right? A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
I just love a good microtransaction.
For $5, you can get what mods give you for free.
That too.
Or CC, rather.
Okay. So as we go through things to keep in mind, what do you think brought more to the game? What was the best value for the price? And are you regularly playing this one? Can you go without playing it? Or do you have to have it in your game? Okay.
Parameters. Mm-hmm. Parameters.
Yep. Okay, so we're going to start with our little llama conference.
Llama, 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 llama.
Our first one is Dine Out and Growing Together.
Ooh. Okay, so let me get you a description for that. Was Dine Out an expansion or a...
I think that's a game pack.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so Dine Out, yes, it is a game pack. It is the third game pack for Sims 4. It includes a new the restaurants, new objects, new outfits, interactions, new foods to make, and a new career of restaurant owner. It is the mirror image to Sims 2 Open for Business. New Sims can go out to a restaurant and be a restaurant owner, go dine out like on a date, I guess, or whatever. But it focuses more on being a restaurant owner, like Open for Business.
See, as being a restaurant person, that's my... I like to come home and also play a restaurant at the exact same time, so... Dine Out is there for me because I like to bring my trauma home with me and play it in a game as well. Mm-hmm. Anyone worked in the restaurant business, you know.
I feel that.
Stop.
It's like people that watch The Bear. I was like, bro, that's too much PTSD for me. I can't watch a show that I also live at the exact same time. Yeah. So I'm good.
So just so dine out is classified as everyday activities. So Sims classifies what they are, like whatever. Dine out is everyday activities. The biggest things that it brings to the thing is you can own a restaurant or manage a restaurant. You can have like people like that. You can create your own restaurant. You can also go out on a date, like date night was in Sims 4?
Two? I think it was date night.
But you can also go out with like your girlfriends for brunch or whatever too. You can also experiment with food, which I thought was fun. You can like go to you can make food selfies and like, you know, blah blah blah, and like do all the different kinds of like different foods to eat, which was fun. However, what is it going up against?
Growing Together.
Oh.
Which is the 13th expansion pack for The Sims 4. Came out a year ago. The official description, settle in San Sequoia, a bustling town with historic roots, and live a rich family life full of sleepovers, drama, and self-discovery. Let your parents move in with you or don't, and see how that affects your relationships. Navigate a midlife crisis and come out with new personality traits. Meet a stranger and have instant chemistry or instant friction. There's a lot to experience together. Growing Together brought in the milestones, brought in all kinds of new stuff, like more stuff to do with the family, the elders.
Brought basically the infants. Generations.
Yeah, it's yeah. Spiritual successor to Generations-ish.
Don't you dare put Slanderer on Generations' name. Okay?
No, Generations was my favorite.
That was one of my favorites too, yeah. The fact that this is a spiritual successor. Please don't.
It is its sad, sad successor, but it did give you those bomb ass tree houses, and I do love those.
It did. Houses.
It did.
I don't think it's fair to compare a expansion pack with a game pack because you do get more. However, there are some expansion packs that I feel like
Yeah, they gave you nothing, while some like game and stuff packs gave you a shit ton of stuff.
Exactly. So I That's see why true. I can go. But I will say in this comparison, while going on dates is fun and all, I will be completely transparent. My Sims never leave their home. So
my Sims do not go out either. Pretty sure Dine Out is still broken unless you have Carl's mod.
Oh, right. You can't actually do a restaurant thing, right?
Yeah.
It is. It is.
And
it's still a little broken.
A little bit. But so is a regular restaurant, too. So, you know, it kind of fits.
Yeah.
Also, I do believe that Growing Together gave you some really awesome casts. Which I'm pretty sure gave me really cute hair and stuff. I didn't really see all of the kids' hair until I made my ill-fated child.
Your ill-fated child.
Okay. I will say, though, it did give you really good casts. It gave you some good hair.
That's true.
And I thought that was cute. It gave you the pom-poms with the braids in front.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is one of my favorite fucking hairstyles.
That is very true.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I think they wear that like pretty much every iteration of my Sim, somebody has like one of their outfits is going to have the pom-pom hairs with the braids coming down the front. So because of Cass, and that's where I live, I'm going to give it to Growing Together.
No, I would give Growing Together is, because again, it's an expansion versus a game pack. And I already know Dine Out's broken. But Growing Together did give us a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, it was broken, so I already knew it wasn't going to win. But I just needed to fight for it just a little bit.
Yeah. Had to present the facts.
I know she wasn't going to win.
Yeah. I will give it to Growing Together as well. I think they've got a lot more stuff to do that's not broken and doesn't require a mod to work.
It's so great. Yeah. I mean, like, look, And especially, I mean, we'll get there because I'm pretty sure, yeah. Mm-hmm. And every time they tried until they made Growing Together, they tried to make a generations thing. Looking at you, Parenthood.
Yeah.
I'll say my opinions for that, but fuck a Parenthood. Go ahead. Fucking random life choices in the middle of my shit. Don't ask me questions.
Seriously. What do I need to do this, bitch?
No. What's the right answer? I don't fucking know. Shit.
Either way, it depletes something.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And Jen, do you agree Growing Together over Dine Out?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. I mean, you weren't going to win if you picked Dine Out.
Even if you disagreed, it didn't matter.
Yeah. Maybe you feel like you had an opinion, but really it already, one of them already won. Yeah.
It's like voting in Texas. Like, yeah. Does it matter?
It's like voting in general.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for your say, bud. Okay, next up we have Paranormal and Laundry Day Stuff. Both of those are stuff packs.
Just because Laundry Day gets repetitive real, real, real quick, I'm going to say Paranormal. As does laundry in real life.
I'm going to go with Paranormal as well, just because laundry, I always forget, because once I put the machines in my house, I get piles of laundry everywhere. And yeah, I also just fucking hate that in general. I barely do laundry in my own house. That's what my fiance does. But still.
Okay. But let's give them a fair shot. So laundry you know, you can gather your Sims laundry and load it in the washing machine and toss clothes in the dryer for a pristine look. You get a movelet, you get a buffer. Upgrade your machine to clean laundry faster, operate quietly so you don't disturb your household. I got the best machines, they weren't loud anyway. But anyway. Want you to really live the country life? Have them hand wash their laundry in a wash tub, then line dry for spotless clothes, and the neighbors are sure to envy, unless it rains. And also, we can't discount the decor. Okay?
Yeah, there is some decor.
True. It says transfer your Sims home. It's a country-inspired decor that best suits your Sims lifestyle. You have a whole bunch of cute decorative items and colorful rugs and those flower-filled baskets and the succulents. And then you can dress in that cute country style, like the country-themed tie with the floral patterns and denim and flowy tops. And
knitted tops before we got nifty knitting.
Exactly. The cast in I will say, looking at the cast right now, every one of my Sims wears at least one of these things.
Use a lot of Laundry Day stuff, both cast and build by.
Yeah,
that's actually true. The hair.
Yeah.
It's the hair. But Paranormal, by the way. You're new to your home, might be home to someone else. Woo! If one of the new haunted house lots, because you have haunted lots now, appease the mischievous specters to relax in serenity or let them run amok for scares day and night. You can cleanse your home with Gidroy the Ghost, Gertie, Gidry?
Gaidry.
Gaidry?
Yeah.
Remove cursed objects, perform a seance, meet with the dead, receive gifts from specters. You can even summon Bonehilda, the skeleton maid.
We got Bonehilda back.
Boney! You can also calm the spirits, so you can master the medium skill and impress Gaidry. Is that what it was? Yes. To get a paranormal investigator license, so you get a new career pack in that as well. And once you're ready to take on some freelance gigs to expel unwelcome visitors, you can do some jobs. As much as I love Laundry Day, if we're going to go by the parameters of the questions that you said, I do use the stuff in Laundry Day a lot, but to add overall gameplay, I would say Paranormal.
Yeah, for sure.
And because as far you get a career, you get you can do more stuff. Like Laundry Day is just more like, I feel like Laundry Day is almost like a stuff pack.
It is a stuff pack, yeah.
Not even like a old school like stuff, you know, like old ones. Where it's just like stuff.
Just stuff.
It's not actually, it's literally just stuff. Like it's not. It's not giving you anything.
Because Paranormal at least gave you, like, another job or something. Where if Laundry Day gave you, like, a dry cleaner you can operate. Or, like, go something like that.
I feel like Paranormal probably should have been a game pack.
Yeah.
Because for what they gave us. Because it gave you a career and it gave you some other stuff. And I feel like it's a little more bloated as a than a stuff pack.
Yeah.
Because I feel like a stuff pack just gives you stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like had Laundry Day came out when they were doing kits, because if you compare Laundry Day to, like, Bust the Dust, that is essentially, like, one for one
type
thing. Well, yeah. That's what happened. So, like, originally the stuff packs were, like, bloated kits, and then they started adding more to the stuff packs, and when they did away with game packs, the stuff packs kind of picked up where the game packs left off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, like, you remember, like, in Sims 3? Because I had all of the Sims 3 things. Remember how they had, like, their stuff packs were basically, it was all casts, pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's all it was. It was literally stuff.
Yeah.
But, okay. So Paranormal wins.
Yep. Yeah. I will go with Paranormal. Okay, next up is Parenthood versus Seasons.
I don't know why you did that.
Fuck Parenthood, but we'll talk about it anyway. But fuck Parenthood. I'll say it again. Did you hear me, EA? Fuck it. Fuck it, fuck it, fuck it.
But also the one that had the box? Or was that Growing Together had the box?
That was Growing Together.
There we go.
No.
Wait, the box, like, projects?
No, it was the, I think it was, like, the elders, old people box, basically.
Yeah, the box. Bless the damn box. That's growing together. No. Fucking Parenthood. So, Parenthood came out when you all thought that was going to be that's what Generations was. They okie-doked everybody. Okay?
Yeah.
They okie-doked us all. We thought it was going to be Generations. It was just a glorified toddler's pack. Because it made all the toddlers harder to do. The toddlers have more things to do, just fucking annoying. And now you have to discipline your kids. And if you discipline them wrong, they become shitty adults. Which I guess that's true, but still. And then it's like, oh, you didn't, like, you were too nice to them. And now they're shitty. Or you were too
the
mean
mood
to them,
swings.
And now they're shitty.
Oh, and I hate the mood swings.
And then your fucking teen will be like, I don't, every time they come around you, like, I can't stand to be in the same room with you. And then they get all angry and moody, like, and then they cry, put that fucking plastic, that paper bag on their head, and they go crawl in the fucking closet. I fucking can't.
For me, it's the children and the paint and the flower making a mess. I go, why the fuck are you doing this?
I hate that.
Especially when I'm, again, back to dying out.
They have that as the picture on the website as, like, is that supposed to entice me to buy this pack? It gave me the fucking heebie-jeebies as I looked at it.
Yeah. I was so pissed off. I went into the game to take pictures of the house I built for Kev the Builder's collab that I posted the other day. And some kid had come along and dumped a bunch of flour and paint and shit right in front of my fucking house. I'm like, are you fucking serious right now?
If I could kick a kid, I would.
Deleted. That kid's like, right-click deleted.
Yep.
This is the thing. The only reason why I will not uninstall Parenthood. Fucking Cass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It pisses me off because I really wish I could turn off actual Parenthood things and just keep the cast.
Mm-hmm.
Because the cast is great. I fucking love the build because they made it like you can like decorate your kids' rooms like
so nice.
Like actually like a kid's room. You know, like your teen can have, y'all know how to buy a magnum of rooms, right? Where it's like drop down the pre-made rooms into different boxes in my Sims home. Fucking love their amalgams of team rooms and big rooms, stuff like that.
Yeah.
They're so cute. I just, as much as I complain about it, I do think it's hilarious whenever like they go and like cry in the closet. And it's me chuckle.
That is true.
It is really funny. I also do like how they can like angrily write in their diary to release their feelings. Like I feel like it like appeals to my emo kid heart.
Dear diary, mood apathetic.
I'm an emo kid. I'm conforming as can be.
Just like me. Okay. Oh, man. Flashbacks, guys. But fuck me. It's those random pop-ups of Johnny is at school today. And he was told the test is going to be this afternoon, but he didn't study. Does Johnny take the test or does Johnny skip school? And you're like,
yeah.
Yeah. And it doesn't matter what you pick, you're making something go down.
Yeah.
And I fucking hate that.
So if Johnny skips school, now he's got a little, like, you know, he's
rebelling.
Yeah,
he's not a good kid
anymore.
But
Johnny takes the test and if he fucking fails, now he's like not responsible. And you're just like,
yeah. Like when one decision either like raises their responsibility or their maturity level, I'm like, this is bullshit.
I'm like, you know what, Johnny? Just stand there, frozen in fright until somebody just walks away from you. I don't fucking know. Like,
have a panic attack like the rest of us.
You can't exit out of them either, like you can with the like text messages you get. And I don't like that really either. And also, like, with that, like, do you, when you guys are playing, like, and you get those messages, does it still tell you that, like, say you got a phone call before, does it still tell you, like, Mortimer Goth is calling you, and then you click it, and then it comes up, like, the text message, or is my game just kind of borked?
No, it still it pops up.
Mm-hmm. Like, the wrong thing, and I don't like that either.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but that part is frustrating. But some aspects of it is cute. Like, I think it's funny that they can, like, sneak out and do shit like that. But I don't like a lot of it. And I don't... Yeah. I get really frustrated. And this is... But also, this game reminds me of when I used to read Choose Your Own Adventure books. Like, the Goosebumps ones. Mm-hmm. And I would dog ear the pages. Because I was like, well, what if this decision isn't the right decision? What if I want to come back and, like, go to another decision? So, like, my book was just full of dog eared pages. Because I was, like, so confused by my decision making.
I would do that,
this
too.
Is how I feel about those decisions. I'm like, I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
So, the cast is kind of giving me, like, Roar XD 2007 vibes, even though that came out, like, it's got like the scene little flippy hair,
yeah,
which is why I love it so.
Yeah,
it also has the twist, he's going back with butterfly clips. Don't forget, don't
yes.
you ever forget,
yes, the butterfly clips.
I am living my
wrong.
Best 2002 life with them butterfly
the grunge,
clips. So
the grunge jeans with a plaid what do you call those?
The flannel.
Flannel. Yes, thank you.
It's giving me high school. Maybe that's why I love it so much, okay? But can we talk about... What is it up against?
Seasons.
I mean, seasons.
Yeah.
I
don't like word seasons, just because that adds the most, and it's more that you use, I think.
All right. So, seasons is... a pack, right?
Yeah,
it's an expansion pack.
Yeah, so Seasons is a pack. And this one, even though, let me tell you how I legitimately hate fall.
Yeah.
Because there's like an abundance of fucking leaves everywhere.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
fucking annoying. So you enjoy four seasons. You get a calendar. To get changing weather that affects all aspects of a Sim's life, from hot and sunny to blustery and snowy. Every weather climate is unique, and it impacts their choices, relationships, and daily activities. Because if your fucking Sim does not have the right outfit on and walks outside, they will freeze to death and or burn to death. Or get a cold because it's raining outside and they didn't fucking put a jacket on. But you can do really cool stuff. You get the fucking skating rink.
Yes.
That is an ice skating rink and then a roller rink. You can like make snow angels and like have a snowball fight, and you can like splash in the puddles, which is really cute for toddlers. You have the kiddie pool, which I do use a lot of casts. You have the holidays, which are kind of annoying.
There's a lot of stuff that you have to do.
It's the tasks I have to do to make a good holiday.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't.
Also,
I got,
like,
I got other shit to do in my Sims Day, guys.
Some of the holidays I don't understand, like TV show premiere day or neighborhood brawl day.
I'm very confused.
I just deleted those.
So I'm like, do I just have to just watch the TV show that night? Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
like Talk Like a Pirate Day. Hour. The fuck? Right?
Well, that's a real that's a real holiday.
I know. Everything can be a real holiday.
Tomorrow is pie day, okay?
It's peanut butter and jelly day somewhere. Like,
yeah.
The Ides of March is on, it's on Friday everywhere, guys.
Mm-hmm.
But I do love, because most of my Sims are gardeners. So you do get the botanist career in this one as well, but you also get more plants and more ways to like do stuff with them, and it'll make them better, which is really cool. I do like the cast in this one too, but it's, again, I feel like it's a little bit unfair because you have a fucking game pack and a fucking expansion pack.
Yeah.
But I will give it to Seasons personally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just everything they added with Seasons, I think that kind of trumps Parenthood. And I mean, we already know our feelings on Parenthood.
Parenthood. It just makes me angry.
Yep. Next up, we got two expansion packs. We got Eco Lifestyle and Discover University.
Fuck Eco Life.
A little bit, yeah. I'm not gonna lie.
I like the plants that come with Eco Lifestyle. I will say that.
I like the cast that comes with Eco Lifestyle.
Yeah, there's some good stuff in there, too.
Good hairstyles. Isn't that the one we got the more of, like, the piercings, too, right?
I think so.
I thought that was University.
Was it University, or was it... Let's find out. Hold on.
I thought it was, because...
I'm seeing Eco Lifestyle with the more nose rings and eyebrow rings and that kind of stuff.
Because you're free, because apparently freegans need Eco Lifestyle. Okay. This is my issue with our friend Eco Lifestyle. The petitions.
Oh my god.
I
hate those so much. And who's the chick that comes around? Bess Sterling or whatever her name is.
I refuse to live in that neighborhood because I got tired of people talking to me. Leave me alone. Leave me the fuck alone. your fucking neighborhood action plans. I will shove your action plan down your fucking throat.
And sometimes I'm like, who lives in this neighborhood to do these action plans out of nowhere? Yeah. Like, the fuck? Like,
most of them suck.
Some of them are, like, real messed up, too. Because, like, the food one, the, like, everybody's a foodie or something. Like, people just come into your house and they'll make your food. And then, like, the love one, like, your Sims will flirt with somebody else autonomously.
Although that's funny, when Caitlyn plays her 100 baby challenge on Twitch and she's got the free love one turned on, all the baby daddies will come over and flirt with each other.
Hey, you're trying to get to 100 babies. That's one way to do it.
We're all one big happy family. I don't think that's how that works.
Depending on what settings you have.
Yeah. This is true.
MCC allows for impreg.
Impreg. I do like the bees.
Yes.
Yes.
And the other little bugs you can get too. Like worms and grub beetles, I think.
Yeah. And I will say, I mean, some of the cast is, the hair is cute and some of like the outfits, but then some of them look like trash, like actual literal trash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I get really grossed out by the digging in your trash can thing.
Oh yeah, the dumpster diving.
And the woohoo in the trash can just.
I just think of trash juice.
Ugh. Yeah.
Trash juice.
No, thank you.
Next to that, we have Discovery University, who we were all super excited about because I loved University.
Yes.
Yeah.
In Sims 3.
That was another one of my favorites in Sims 3.
Yeah.
So you get Brightchester, where they can enroll in University of Rochester or Foxbury Institute. You live in a dorm or off campus, but you got to get like accepted. You can like ride a bike to school. You also get bikes in general, which is nice.
Yeah.
You can like spend time in the commons area. I think university is the only time my sim didn't stay in their room, like stay in their house, like because you have to wander around and do shit.
Yeah.
And then like I really did love university, except it was so hard not to fail out of university.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like your yes. sim was going to like either just spend their entire life studying and not doing any of the other cool shit that you can actually do in university, like the secret societies and like part like college parties and like stuff like that.
Why does this sound like my school right now?
Same girl. But like, you know what I mean? Like you couldn't do any of the fun stuff unless you either failed out of school or you turned off like needs decay and you just studied and did all your homework in one day and then like went out the next day.
Yeah.
And you have to extend the life of like your sim to like epically long or they're never going to finish college.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you have to only take like two classes at a time and it takes forever each semester to actually do like everything and then not fail.
Yeah.
Exactly. I think the whole point was to like do college parties, right?
Pretty much.
I would think so.
Yeah. Cause they had the keg, like that came out with a keg the party and you got,
Mm-hmm. And then you had like, you know, you have parties of like, oh, having a party and blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? If you make friends in your dorms, if you live in the dorms, there's parties all the fucking time.
Yes.
I will say I had my sim go to actual, like live in the dorms and stuff like that. Have not had a sim actually live in the dorm since. They've just been commuting.
Yeah.
Honestly, yes.
It is not conducive to studying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Living in the dorms, it's so fucking loud.
And it takes them so long to walk across campus.
Yeah.
So,
yes.
Like, just let them leave their house. They'll get there instantaneously.
Like,
and then, like, the bikes even, you ride a bike, you still have to walk, like, 400 feet to your...
Because you ride right into the goddamn building.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad. Like, I wanted my sim to have the college experience of living on campus, so she did that. But you can't study in your dorm.
No.
You have to go to the library for two reasons. One, studying in your dorm, it's too loud. You can't concentrate. And people are always walking up in and out of your room. Two, if you go to the library, you get, like, that little buffer where you can, like, study faster.
Oh, yeah.
It's the lot trait. The lot trait for studying. I turn that on, though. Look, I cheat too much in this game. This pack sucks. Hey,
that's just how you play your game. That's fine.
Hey, the only time I ever had two times. The one time me trying out was had my sim on campus. Second time was when I had base mental in there because I wanted my sim to be like the top drug dealer on school campus. So I needed everybody to flock to him.
Nice.
Love that.
So
ideas for later.
Hey,
DU or eco lifestyles? It's a tough one, guys. This is a hard one.
It is. I think at the end of the day, I would go with Discover University.
Yeah.
I think I use more stuff, and I still have my Sims go to college. It's just, yeah.
Also, we didn't mention the cast, but the cast is also beautiful in Discover University.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
The cast is gorgeous.
It's fucking beautiful. And you get joggers, guys. You get fucking joggers. And it makes me happy.
And I love that little braided hairstyle with the long ponytail down.
The fucking whipping pony?
Yes. Yeah. I'm like, I want my sim to just like whip her hair around. It's like, wah!
Mm-hmm. Yes. The outfits are so cute. You get space buns. And with the hair down, I wear that, which I wear a lot in general, my own everyday life, I wear space buns. And you get, what's it called? Overalls.
Yeah.
Get, the
dress overall skirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The pinafore, it's like the overall skirt, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you get really cool, like, cardigans, like school cardigans. I love the cast in Discover University, and I would and no one is eating out of trash cans. So,
yeah.
I feel like, too, like, it adds more to your game because of the fact, like, you can get your teenager, put them as an A student, have them go to college. Then you, like, ace your college, you go into your career higher. Mm-hmm. And that, mm-hmm. like, makes you more money. So then you're, like, it makes you more money and, like, higher in your career. So I'll go with that, too.
And yeah. If you join also, society, you get, like, a buffer at your jobs.
Oh. I didn't know that. Nice.
I've never joined a society.
I can't find them, but I heard that they
exist. I can't find them either.
Not that secret. Them.
I know where one of them is. The one, the hooded people hang out behind the bar. There's like a little fairy looking area. That's where the like hidden one hangs out.
Yeah, I think it's depending on which one you join. It like gives you a leg up in certain careers or whatever.
Makes sense. I would think.
Yeah. But I didn't want to accidentally join anything Marcus Flex was a part of, so.
Yeah. Just in case. Okay. Oh, Marcus. Discover University, moving on. Next up is Flex. Snowy Escape and Strangerville.
Ooh.
So, I have a problem with Strangerville and the fact that that gave me so much like Sims Stories vibes. That could have been like a great thing for them to have done a Sims Story thing on. Like, bring that back and use that as the Sims Story.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they did kind of drop the ball a little bit on Strangerville. I loved the story that it had a storyline, which is really mm-hmm. cool.
Yeah, that was cool.
But after I finished the storyline,
that was it.
Yeah,
exactly. Never went back. Never redid the storyline with another save. I was just like, okay, that's cool.
That's I never went back.
Yeah,
ever.
And now I see with the random people in my town just like being all funky. I went, nope. I know to stay away from that one, and I just keep on walking.
Exactly. So. But in case you haven't played Strangerville or know what it is, it's a real desert town, like a la Roswell, New Mexico vibes. You get like weird weather until you finish storyline. Creepy townies, dangerous plants, and collectibles. And it is really cool because it's the only path that came with the story. Like I built in, you have to complete these things. You don't have to, but you know what I mean. Like complete the story. And it is a lot of fun. But then it wasn't. It didn't. I feel like the cast wasn't enough for me. Like I could live or die without the cast because there's a lot of chunky fucking Native American-esque Southwestern jewelry that I hate so much. So.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they relied too heavily on trying to make that like Strange Town Part 2. And it mm-hmm. didn't come close to Strange Town Part 2. They relied too much on that, and it was like a disappointment to what they were making it out to be.
Yeah.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Snowy Escape.
Snowy look, Escape was I really Snowy beautiful. That.
Fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My Sims like go skiing like all the time. Anytime yes. I can get them to take a vacation, they're going up the mountain. Really, really pretty. I love the what are they called? The spa things.
Oh, onsen houses.
All right, so Snowy Escape. Yes. I just love the fucking like hot spring jacuzzi thing.
Yes.
Yeah,
I just like that. That's about it. I'm not gonna lie.
And all like the Japanese inspired stuff. Huh?
I like the hairs. They're very colorful. It was a colored haired girly.
Mm-hmm. I like the cute little festivals that they have around town. Mm-hmm.
I always forget about the festivals. I'm not gonna lie.
Also hot.
It's got like Pokemon Go Fest. It's really funny. for the kids.
But also as a person who loves Asian food so much, like it's a favorite genre of food, all the Asians, yeah, from like Chinese all the way down to like Indian, I'm down for all of it. So the fact that they had a hot pot made me so excited.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, the hot pot.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know, I think that of the two, you know, Snowy. The Stranger Veil is weird. At least I still go there.
That's true.
Escape, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I don't go to Strangerville.
I don't go to Strangerville ever, so. No.
I only like the houses. The houses, and not even all the houses that are up on, like, the ledge, that's the only houses that I like. The rest of the town's just, like.
Yeah.
It's so barren looking.
But yeah, like I said, like, all my Sims go to Mount Comer Abbey, so.
Yeah.
I can't.
Snowy Escape.
Yay.
Okay, next up is fitness stuff and movie hangout stuff, and these both go back to when they were bloated kids.
is fitness stuff when you get the earbuds? Fuck yes, yeah. Fitness stuff. Those earbuds are like amazing, because if you're studying and you need to like keep your sim having fun at the same time, earbuds.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, if you keep your earbuds in,
kind of ignore the earbuds.
Yeah. Listen to music, your sim will never be like not having fun, whatever the fuck they're doing. It's great.
And movie hangout stuff really just gave you like a popcorn maker and like a giant TV.
But they're cast though for movie night stuff.
They do have some really cute casts.
It's really cute.
I really like the popcorn maker. Is that weird?
No,
I like the little kitchen gadgets we get from different packs.
Yes, the build buy mode stuff is actually really cute, and there, like, you get a lot of movie posters and stuff like that. But it's not enough for me to be like, it's better than fitness stuff, because if we're using it for like everyday like gameplay, adding more to your game, those fucking earbuds, man.
Yeah, and the climbing wall
is ridiculous.
Ooh. I do love that climbing wall. I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just pulled up the page. I'm like, ooh, climbing wall. That's right.
Videos because of it too. So you could, mm-hmm, like, which is really cool.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I do use the cast for fitness stuff a lot too.
And you get the bubble bath, all the soakies. Not because you get some of it, it's the spa one, I think, but you get some other stuff like for exercise working after from this too.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
See, I'm not feeling the movie stuff cast as much myself. I don't like this fitness stuff as much either, but I do think that you get more gameplay out of fitness stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that I'm putting two stuff packs together though, so we can actually accurately them, really.
Yeah. It's not like the best expansion versus one of the shittier little packs.
But I do say I will vote for fitness stuff. Just because of those earbuds. And you automatically get them. You don't
I'll go with fitness stuff.
They disappear. Yep.
That's true.
You get free earbuds. Every time I open my game, it's like, oh, so
every
got
time.
Free
earbuds. Like, didn't this already have earbuds? Oh, okay. Maybe they broke.
fitness stuff. Moving on. Okay. Get together and horse ranch. I think I know which one's gonna win this one, but we'll talk about them.
If horse ranch worked,
if horse ranch fucking right? worked, because I don't even like get together. It's annoying.
Oh, that's one of my favorites because I love all the townies. Like, I would go on that just because of the townies. I, like, primarily work with only those townies from...
You know why I don't like Get Together?
I do see those townies a lot.
Marcus Flex.
Your boy Marcus and your girl Penny.
I forgot.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, we got Penny from this one.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Penny's from City Living.
But Marcus appeared in this one.
But Marcus is in this one.
Marcus is in the house with a... Paolo, Jade, and I forget that other girl's name.
No, fuck her, leave me alone.
Fuck off, Marcus.
Like, and I don't like, and everyone's saying you to go in their clubs.
I like the clubs.
I do like the clubs too.
I like making my own clubs. I'm like, these. Yeah. This happens on my terms.
Yeah.
That's true.
Everybody comes to my house, okay?
I do.
We're not going to the
We're going to go to the Bluffs tonight. I don't want to go to the fucking Bluffs. It sounds like you're going to murder me. Leave me the fuck alone, Marcus.
Yeah. Sounds like a ritualistic thing.
Did you hear there's a party going on at the Bluffs? How did you get my number?
Yeah. Who the fuck are you?
Who gave you my number so I can also go and kill them too? Because they all obviously are my friends.
Yeah.
So who gave you my number, Marcus? And I'm not going to the Bluffs with you. It literally sounds like some like a bad plot.
Someone at the club.
Like the beginning from the CW, like a CW show, like going to the Bluffs.
Oh my god.
Falls off the Bluffs at the very beginning of the show. I feel like that's.
Oh no, who killed someone from the Bluffs? And then, yeah, they have to figure it out from there.
People still go party at the Bluffs because why not?
Oh, so Riverdale.
Basically Riverdale.
I've never seen Riverdale, but I'm glad that I just made the plot of it for you.
Yeah, basically yes, Riverdale.
Yep.
But I personally, I'm not a fan of this pack. I own it.
I like how this pack gave us the DJ booth and like the dancing skills. I love putting a group together and them all dancing in unison. I love me a good choreographed
it's
dance.
Yeah, session. That's cute. You know,
yep.
Yeah.
Such when they go.
Yes, that exact part.
I love it. It's the funny.
Like, wow. Is the DJ? Is this all that?
It's very Britney.
When we were doing Toxic, it gives me Toxic.
Oh my gosh! Yes.
I will say, I love Windenburg. It's a really pretty town.
It's one of my favorites.
Did this really come out in 2015?
Shut up! Really?
Yeah.
That was one of the
first. Which is so funny. Yes. Because, like, I remember like full on buying it. Like, oh no.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Damn.
They did give us a lot. We got cafe. We got bonfire, closets, dance floors, dark boards.
The bonfires are fun.
DJ booth. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I do like the bonfires.
Yes. Oh, this one gave me the braid swoop to the side hairstyle that I love doing so much.
Yes.
My girl Saban wears that.
I do. I think all of my girls are wearing that
funky braid lipsticks
side. That's
too.
Like usually their gym outfit.
Yep.
Your gym hair, usually that hair. Or like the toothpaste buns. Next.
Oh yeah, this one gave good build one too. Good building stuff.
Then we had Horse Ranch.
Do we even need to go into Horse Ranch?
Fuck Horse Ranch.
Nope.
Listen to our last episode.
Fuck Horse Ranch. And okay.
All Vanity wanted was horses, and y'all couldn't do that.
Couldn't even deliver my one request. I've been requesting for 4 years, but it's fine. Everything's fine. And what sucks is that, like, the cast is super cute. Like, I made a whole fucking barn for my horse.
I really love the build by in this one.
Ranch theme. You know, it's so great. This fucking line dancing at the square dancing place with the fucking. It's so nice. Okay, I could go do a hoedown throwdown. But nope. Nope.
It's broken. The horses are broken.
And so therefore, I can't even experience this pack anymore because fuck. The whole point, the first part of this game is called Horse Ranch. It's not just called, it's called Ranch Ranch.
Not just Ranch Living.
Not just Ranch Ranch.
Yeah. If it was Ranch Living.
Ranch, ranch.
It's not called Hidden Valley Ranch. It's not called... Ranch Water Ranch. It's called Horse Ranch. And you know what you can't do on a horse ranch?
Play with your horses.
Exactly. Save a horse, ride a cowboy.
All the cowboys, all the horses will be dead.
Aggressive camp.
You can only ride the camel.
No, there's no camels. We don't have the horses to wrangle.
That's true.
You got a horse. You got a ranch hand.
Just country boys.
I don't have a ranch because, well, I mean, why?
Your goats?
No, fuck a goat. They're annoying.
I love that they're objects, so you can like enlarge them.
Yeah. My friend was streaming it last night, and I was like, hey, did you know you can make that huge? And our other friend was in there, and I was like, look, you need to see this giant fucking goat. Like, you just need to see it, okay?
I hate those goats.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, so the winner of the two, default.
Okay.
Get together.
Together. A lot of hate in that one.
It is.
If only you just worked.
I apologize for all the salt for that one, but it's how I feel about them both, honestly.
Vanity is still trying to heal.
I'm trying to heal my pain.
Her suffering?
Yep. Okay, next up we have Cool Kitchen Stuff and Crystal Creations, our newest one.
I can't vote on this one, because I only know what you guys told me about the Crystal Caves. But I do have Cool Kitchen Stuff, and I do have the ice cream maker. So,
That's where that
one's kind of hard.
So, in Cool Kitchen Stuff, you get ice cream, and you can get a cone or gelato and mixed soft serve. It's pretty awesome. Also, your fucking gourmet kitchen of your dreams. It is fucking
beautiful.
Frosted glass cabinet doors, like fucking the. Like the flat top range, like the high vent hood looking thing. Also, the outfits are super cute. You get a jean jacket with the flannel.
Little apron.
And this is the thing for me. I have this pack. I'm talking about this pack. I like it. I like the cast in it. I feel like it doesn't add much to you. It's not like you're going to add noticeable things to your game, but like it adds a noticeable visually to your game. Also, having an ice cream party is fun.
Yeah. I think this was an early stuff pack, so it didn't have a lot more than just the cast and the build buy stuff. Mm-hmm.
Just
the stuff.
That is true.
It's got a bump it ponytail, though.
Oh my gosh, it does have a bump it.
Oh lord, the bump it.
It does have that bump it, like fucking, what's her name? Amy Winehouse ponytail. And then you got Crystal Creations.
Crystal Creations. This is like my high school aesthetic that I wish I could have like had in real life.
It's still low key my current aesthetic, and I'm a crystal girly. So this is really hard because I really like the kitchen stuff.
Yeah, I like the kitchen stuff. And I do have crystals. Like, I got some over here.
Hell yeah.
But
I mean,
I haven't played it. I haven't played Crystal Creation, so I haven't seen it.
Like, I guess if you're gonna go with like the rules of like, is it adding something to your gameplay? Kitchen stuff adds visual things to your gameplay, but then like Crystal Caves adds like a new thing to do, like a gemologist or whatever. So it's like,
yeah, it's got a new hobby or skill level.
Yeah. I'm gonna go with Crystal, I think, then. But I don't like that I have to
play by the rules, and I'll go with Crystal because they're playing by the rules.
Yeah, so I think it does bring more to the game. I think it adds a lot more to the game, and I do see myself using a lot of this stuff going forward. So I will go with Crystal Creations.
Okay.
I was like, yeah, Creations.
Okay. Okay, next up, we have Machino stuff and Growing Together.
Fuck a Machino pack.
Why
even have I don't even have that pack.
Who does? I
don't either.
I do. So, like, my friend, we share an account. So, like, we half and half everything. So, like, she had already had that by the time we started to half and half our stuff. And she's a completionist, so we have it. The only thing I like from that is the leather outfit. So, but did you that... do get a photographer thing. A photographer.
Okay, camera?
Like a setup?
Yeah, studio, like there's kind of a setup. Thing. Yeah, I can't remember. Is there a career with
you, know, you get the photo, like the that. Well, no, you get the.
You get something like that. Would get famous.
Okay, yeah. So I think that came after Get Famous.
Yeah, you could right? you could be a so that had fashion already.
Okay, so
I would care. I wouldn't know.
I'm still not getting it. But that's cool.
You will never catch me in the mosquito pack.
No. The mosquito pack.
I'm going with growing together, to be completely honest, too.
Yeah, I mean, that's a full-on expansion.
Yeah.
Whereas mosquito was literally just a cash grab.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm looking mm-hmm. at the cast yeah. for Machino, and it's not. No.
They had a lot of the Machino stuff in the base game, too. Mm-hmm. Like, I know the hoodie's in there.
Also, they have the one of the most atrocious haircuts in the whole game, which is this
the little wannabe fucking... curly, or the no, bob,
the little curly cute thing over here. And they have yes. that very ugly bob. That bob is atrocious.
Fuck ass bob.
Mm-hmm.
That bob is literally giving me like, there's a dream, there's a dream.
It's giving me coconut head from Nez Declassified School Survival
it's
Guide.
It's the fuck ass bob. That's what it's called now. Fuck ass bob. This is what I look like. This is what my hair looked like for a really long time after I cut my hair last year when I was having a moment. So,
oh, honey.
Aww.
It's okay.
Well, there we go. Growing together.
Growing together. Okay. So now we got paranormal and my wedding stories.
Again, wedding stories works. I'm finally getting married and I can't even like dream it in my Sims. What the fuck is this, guys?
I know. Another one that you pretty much need a mod for or heavily change your gameplay to get it to work.
See, that's what's skewing me right now is because I have two mods that like make that better. So
I didn't buy it because of how much uproar it happened after we reviewed it.
Yeah. I was all set to buy it, and then I heard people saying it was broken and all this other shit, and I'm like, nope.
Same.
That was the first one that was like super, super broke, wasn't it?
Yeah.
No, dine out.
The chat blew up. Dine out. I think that it was like you, Allie, and Ava were like just like pissed, and I was like, okay.
Because we were excited. We were so excited about the wedding stories, and then...
Mm-hmm.
Again, EA so did its mad. Thing. That thing yeah, like, gave us something broken, that. And then never went back to fix it.
Yeah,
Ava's still mad because she can't sell cakes. Yeah. Which, like, mm-hmm. why can't we?
Vanity can't ride either. Horses. Nobody can sell cakes. We need to make a list of like all our grievances with this game.
It's the whole thing. The podcast is our grievances with this game. That's true.
Just listen.
Man. My bad. Just go back, listen to any, grab an episode.
You always have a little bit of salt in there for something.
Yep.
I think every episode I've been on since Horse Ranch came out, I've mentioned how much the horses don't work. I think I've peppered into every episode I've been in. I'm like, fuck, the horses don't work anyway. What are we talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Well, as you deserve.
Yeah.
We had 4 years of Horses for Vanity, and then this shit happens.
And we transitioned it to Justice for Vanity.
Yes. Like I'm dead. My soul is dead. You killed yep. my horse girl soul.
You have broken her heart.
Go fund me for Vanity's Horse Girl Heart.
I don't know what amount of money's gonna help me feel better, but you can try. Yeah. Just keep going and see what happens. Horse
Okay.
So paranormal.
Cool.
let me also say, though, those fucking... The wedding dresses that were, like, the rainbow-themed wedding dresses...
Those, like, are horrible at the beginning.
That looked like pageantry stuff that you see in a pride parade. Like...
That was them being like, oh, look, we care about queer people, and then they're like, fuck, we fucked up.
That was them, again, having a moment where there wasn't an actual queer person in the room, like they did with the...
Yes.
They did, they knocked out those fucking baby hairs and the black people...
Oh, dear Lord.
It's like they keep doing things for marginalized, you know, communities, but then they don't actually put the person in the room to be like, maybe we shouldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
You guys wear rainbows, right? Here's a rainbow.
You guys like rainbows? There's only one gay flag, of course.
Yeah.
And it's the rainbow one.
And EA, you're not far from San Francisco. Come on now, bruh.
You know this.
You're not far from San Francisco. You should know this.
They could have knocked out two birds with one stone and got a black queer person.
Yes.
Yeah.
Two birds, one stone, one hired person. You know what I mean? Better yet, making black, you know, like queer, I don't know, neurodivergent... Sprinkle it all that in one person, and then, like, you could have just knocked out all your DEI, like, you know, fucking inclusions.
HR's dream hire there.
Somebody in the room where it happened so that you could have maybe made this better? No? Okay. That's fine. This is fine.
That's fine. It's all good.
Everything's fine. Nothing hurts.
No. Okay. Okay, so next we have backyard stuff and seasons.
That's sad.
Backyard stuff.
I don't think I even have backyard stuff because I have a horrible time that happened with the slip and slide one time with me. Wait, I do have the backyard stuff, I think.
I just got backyard stuff.
I will never use a slip and slide because the one time I was on a slip and slide and there's a rock that was in it, like underneath.
Oh no.
I slipped, slide, and pain.
And hit
all at the same time. Yeah, I hit that rock.
And I feel like, though, honestly, backyard stuff's not fun without seasons, so you need seasons to begin with. So.
Ooh, that's true.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. I mean, I've got no wrong. Backyard stuff is fun. Like, it is a lot of, like, the decor is really cool. You can add bubbles to your little, like, fucking slip and slide, make it a slippy slip and slide, which I don't know why you do that to yourself, because that just is a recipe for disaster. We did that again when I was in the military, and people were fucking flying off that thing, like, just fucking, just... I guess just because of amount of that's a shitty bracket. Poor backyard.
Yeah. Didn't really stand a chance.
Yeah.
Gotta go
it,
seasons.
It did not stand a chance.
No. I think it enhances seasons, but yeah, it's on its own, no. Okay, next up is Discover University and Jungle Adventure.
Jungle Adventure, I forget about you.
Yeah.
Who are you telling? I was like, what is that one? Jungle Adventure is a motherfucking game pack, and let me tell you how I forgot it existed. Like, I remember that it existed, but I forgot that it existed. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I keep forgetting it's a game pack. For some odd reason, it sticks in my head as an expansion. I'm like, what the fuck was even in that?
I think because it's the vacation world.
Because World Adventures was an expansion pack. And World Adventures three worlds. Remember? You can go to, like, the Asian world. You can go to, like, the, like, jungly worlds, and then you went to, like, France world.
It tried to be World Adventures.
They gave you three worlds.
Horribly.
Yeah.
Hey, they give you three worlds on, like, three different continents. So, I mean, they were trying.
Yeah.
But this one just said, fuck it, Rose can take you to the jungle. Fuck
it. Yeah.
You're going to Salvador. Like, the road to El Dorado, at World of Salvadorado. And, like, you're just gonna explore the jungle, play Legend of the Hidden Temple, and collect artifacts. You do get good food. You can get food because of them.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah.
But really, like, it's the I can tell you that my sim has not gone to El Dorado in forever.
I think my sim went there once, and I tried going through the temples, and I was like, yeah, I'm good.
Another one I do not have.
I went there and went to the temples, and then because I loved World Adventures, so they did all that, and then I was like, God, this takes forever to get over there.
It really does.
Yeah. And there's like, I do agree it's easy to forget about. And then like, if you don't go into the temple and like go up all and do that, all that stuff, you don't, there's nothing else to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just boring otherwise.
But you have to like the make culture. Friends with people because they'll give you like quests to go find my dad's lost baseball. And I'm like,
fuck. You go find your dad's lost baseball.
Why the fuck was he in the tomb? Is he dead in there? Like, would he get baseball with him? Like, how did it end up in here? I've got questions.
Was your dad playing baseball in the temples?
Like, what? I'm looking at the pictures, so, like, I don't even like the cast, and, like, the build by is so specific, like, I couldn't use it.
Like, the cast gives you some weird hairstyles.
Mm-hmm.
It did give you
those
some
weird safari hats.
Yeah, like, you're flipping Indiana Jones or something.
Yeah.
I do like the scarf with the hair, because that's her nighttime hair, usually, before they get bonnets, so...
Okay.
Yeah, overall, though, I'd have to go with Discover University.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's more playable.
Yeah. As often as I don't send my Sims back to the dorms, like, I still use Discover University.
Exactly. They still go to college.
Mm-hmm.
I don't send my Sim off to the jungle too often.
They don't go to college, you know, from home.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next up we have kids' room stuff and snowy escape.
I don't want kids.
Nah, I'm good.
I don't have this pack.
I have this one. I think I do. Oh, it gave you like the fake Pokemon game, the Void Critters.
Yeah.
The puppet show thing.
I don't use that.
I don't even like the cast. Ugh, gross. And I feel like this is like, if I have kids' room stuff, it means that's going to make one you encourage to invite your little friend over, and I don't want your friend to come over either.
Mm-hmm. Making messes and shit.
I barely want you here. Why would I want your friend? Go away.
Facts.
They got like a Justin Bieber shirt.
Yeah.
Babe. I do like the cat in space shirt. That one's cute.
Yeah.
That's about it.
I mean, I'm looking at it, and there's a puppet theater, which is kind of cute, and I do have a little battle station. That's kind of cool, too. But other than that, I got nothing.
Yeah.
Like, I like how this was the first stuff pack to give you more stuff for the kids.
Yeah.
Because this did it come out in 2016, so it was before we had all the other... kid shit, but yeah.
No.
Still gotta go with Snowy Escape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Duh.
That's the most.
Yeah. We talked about it, but Snowy Escape's gonna beat it every day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fitness stuff or vampires?
Fuck vampire.
My boy Caleb, though.
But he gets canceled out by Vlad.
Yeah,
that's true.
Vlad is the most annoying character I've met in my entire life. Go
fuck Vlad.
Go the fuck home, Vlad. Why are you here?
Vlad gives me like all What We Do in the Shadows vibes. Like he's like a terrible vampire. Like all of them.
It's also so that world is so dark, and honestly, I don't wear any of the cast. Any of it. The hair is ugly. The clothes are ugly. All of it's ugly. I hate it all. I hate the makeup. I hate everything.
Yeah.
I like some of the cast because of the, like, the outfits because of the alternative style, but also, like, sorry, my ADHD is having a moment. What was it up against?
Fitness stuff.
Earbuds.
I will concede on that just because, like, I don't.
Yeah.
Vlad sucks.
And Forgotten Hollow has three lots.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. There's only three lots. And
three.
I hate we get a whole world and it's only got like three lots. No.
You're about to just right up there with a fucking Richie Witchy Island with its like one lot or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Spellcaster or whatever.
Fucking hate it. Mm-hmm. Fuck like yeah. And then I was like, why is this world so dark? I feel like I had to turn the brightness on my magic. Computer. Turn up the brightness. Mm-hmm. So that one episode of Game of Thrones. Stop.
Yes.
Or that one yep. or Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince. What's if y'all using dark shit? Turn up the brightness. I can't see.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really it's dark shit. Movie. Honestly, from three on, it's just so it got darker and darker. Like, bro, like, what's going on? Turn your lights on. Turn your lights on.
Yeah,
put a few. Can't more see for shit.
I know. Now everybody's white, but still, we still need to flash. Turn it on.
Yep. So fitness.
Fitness.
Yeah.
Fitness stuff. Moving on. Tiny living and get together.
I forget about tiny living.
I do too.
I had to go back and figure out what the fuck that was. I was like, what the fuck was it?
I will say I use the build by stuff from Tiny Living all the fucking time. I love it.
Is that a stuff pack or an expansion pack?
It is a stuff pack.
And you got a new way to die?
Yeah.
Murphy yes. Bed. Murphy oh, bed. You don't know how much okay. Murphy beds take Tiny anyway. So that was cool. I don't know if I even have Tiny Living, honestly. I don't know if I do.
I like the challenge of trying to make a small house. It's just fun trying to like fit it all in like less than 100 blocks.
That's true.
Oh, wait. I do have Tiny Livings. I know this outfit. So I do have this pack. And I do like the cast in this.
Mm-hmm.
And you all know I need to get together.
Was it Tiny Living or Eco Lifestyle that gave you the ladders?
Eco.
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 But Tiny Living's, like, build stuff is so cute. Because it has, like, a lot of, like, racks.
Yeah.
It's, like, stuff on the racks.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I use this jewelry a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I love the cast. I love the build by.
I also love that yellow sweater with the buttons. I use that a lot.
Yes. Yes. That's a good one. Mm-hmm. I use the glasses a lot.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, out of the two... Because I hate get together to begin with, I'll go to
I'm leaning on I will give in if I get outvoted, but I am leaning on get together because I use that the most.
So we're 1-1 right now.
Tiny living gives me anxiety. And I feel like some of these, not just this one, I will admit that, not just this one, but like some of these are just like fad trends that they put in stuff packs.
Yeah.
Like tiny living was like a huge thing at that time. And then it just like, I don't feel like you'd hear much about tiny living as a whole anymore.
But what do you hear about get together?
Mm-hmm.
You hang out with your friends.
I don't have friends.
Oh.
My friends are my Sims.
She has one friend, and that's the guy she's going to marry, and then she marries him, and then she don't need any yeah. more friends. But she will need that Cass.
I do use the Cass and stuff for get together more for than Tiny Living, even though Tiny Living, I do use the Murphy bed. Mm-hmm. That's about it. And the glasses.
I think I use more stuff from Tiny Living, but I love the clubs and stuff from Get Together.
Am I being outvoted?
Maybe.
That sucks.
No, I think I'm leaning towards Tiny Living.
We have a tie. We have
we're split. Yeah.
We're split.
Hold on.
Flip a coin.
Flip a coin.
If Philip wasn't taking a nap, I would just tell him to go, like, Tiny Living or
according to together. Test book, the formula is as follows.
Oh, shut up. I did the wrong one.
So is Tiny Living heads?
Flip a coin. Oh, yeah, shit. Tiny Living will be heads. Get Together will be tails.
It's heads.
Tiny Living.
Look at that.
Siri's like, said tiny living, actually, I'll go with that one.
Yeah. I know, right? Okay. Crystal Creations or Dream Home Decorator?
I want you to understand that I also forgot about Dream Home Decorator.
Same.
I think I bought it once, I tried it, and then I hated it, and then I couldn't play it again.
That is another one that I use the build by items all the time. Like, most of my builds, like, when I'm building something, it's going to be Tiny Living and Dream Home Decorator. Everywhere.
You know what? I don't build shit. Amalgam of rooms.
Same. I'm not a builder.
Even though I loved the interior design of career in Sims 3.
Yes. I love that, too.
I loved that career. And I used to get so salty when they'd be like, they didn't like my design.
I don't like this.
I gave you exactly what you asked for. So how about you come off your shit? And tell me that it was good.
Mm-hmm. I hated it when my Sim redid a bedroom for her sister, and her sister threw a massive fit. I'm like, fuck you too, bitch.
So, I mean, I realized, I think I was going to buy Dream Home Decorator, then I forgot to do it because I love the interior designer career in Sims 3, and I just kind of forgot to buy Dream Home Decorator because it went off my radar because it was that flash of the pan kind of a
rock. And as far as, like, the interior decorator career, I have one save that I have an interior decorator in. She's done about 3 houses, and I haven't touched it since.
Sounds about right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I have one save. I tried, and they were... I think it was fucking Vlad. No, it was fucking Mortimer. They're being a bunch of assholes. I gave them exactly what they wanted, and they were like, you don't like it. I was like, well, fuck you guys.
Yeah. Eliza didn't like my kitchen. So.
Eliza doesn't like anything.
Yeah.
All of these
I didn't take it too hard.
Three of the, all of them are like very salty Sims, so like.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So, is it Crystal Creations?
I'm going with Crystals.
Honestly, Creations. I'm still loving Crystal Creations. I gotta go with Crystal Creations.
All right. Now it's getting faster.
Yep. Growing Together or Paranormal?
Growing Together, I'm going to say. Because...
I love
growing
Paranormal.
Growing Together.
Yeah, Growing Together.
Growing Together, okay. Seasons or Discovery University?
Ooh.
Seasons.
That's hard.
Yeah.
Personally, I think Seasons should have came with the base because
Like
this is the weather and the Seasons just should have automatically been in the base game.
I feel like Seasons just gives you weather and that calendar,
and that's about it.
But the calendar, the calendar is base game now.
Oh, then shit! It just gives you weather, but then Discovery University
I'm gonna go with Discovery University.
Sorry, let's go with that.
Yeah. They've pieced that out. Snowy Escape or Fitness Stuff?
Damn it, the earbuds are gonna lose.
Yeah.
Yeah. Snowy Escape.
Snowy Escape over Fitness.
Snowy Escape.
Okay, fine.
Thought for a minute it would have the same magic as the sandwich from last year.
Was it Kyle? It was Kyle Nelson.
Somebody had a magic sandwich, and that's who ended up winning.
It was Kyle with his magic sandwich.
The fucking callback to Kyle.
Kyle Kylson. I made him I think I always make him one of my drug dealers. Whenever they're like, you want to start a drug dealer in your game, the very first start, I go, I'm like, Marcus, because Marcus looks sketchy. And then I'm all like, Kyle Kylson, you look like my dude, guy.
Marcus would give you roids.
Yeah.
Marcus would totally
You'd get
roids.
Cocaine from Marcus.
Yes. Cocaine.
The guy something Knox from Ego Living is also one of my drug dealers. Because he looks like a weed guy.
Yes.
I feel like Kyle Kylson would give you like that skank read,
you
know? Like just that. Yes. Kyle Kylson feels like one of those dudes you have to like smoke with first before he can actually like buy the shit from.
And then you buy it from him, but then he wants to smoke it with you at the same time as well.
So yes.
Like, the entire thing that you just bought from him. And I'm like, bitch, I'm not paying you for what you just smoked. And then you're going to have a big argument about it. And then he's going to take your fucking weed and leave because he's too high to remember that you owe him.
Or he's like, bro, look at my new crystal collection before you get to the pavilion. Here's my stuff, guys.
I'm going to make you a really fire sandwich. Like, you want to wait for a minute? Like, hold on a second. Like, before I get you, you got to taste this sandwich I made. It was like, I thought about it in a dream once. And he's like fucking making you a whole fucking charcuterie board. And you're like, bitch, I just wanted my weed. I got to go. I got places to be, Kyle. He's like, but like, hold on a minute. Like, let me show you this new thing I got. I saw it on the deal. Kyle.
I just need to get the stuff and go. I'm on a time crunch, Kyle. I just need to get the stuff and go.
His weed is good as shit. So like, you keep going back to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or day ordeals, didn't it? You're like, fuck.
So next up, we have Tiny Living and Crystal Creations.
Crystal Creations.
I'm going to go with crystals for this one, too.
I guess.
I've never seen or done crystals yet, so
I'm a tiny living hater, so
I'm still riding the high of Crystal Creations being such a good pack right now. Same. So
hey, at least you did something right.
Yeah. Growing Together or Discover University?
That's hard. Growing Together.
Discover University.
I think I'm leaning towards university too. I hate the infants.
Oh wait, that's Parenthood though.
I think we're gonna have to flip a coin because I'm going with Growing.
Is Growing Together one with the kids in the paint, or is that Parenthood?
Parenthood is the one with the kid in the paint.
Okay.
Then growing together brought us the baby infants.
I don't play them anyway. Scoot around. But, so flip a coin. Yeah, Growing Together is head.
Okay. Flip a coin.
It's tails.
Discovery University.
All right.
Okay. Snowy Escape or Crystal Creation?
Snowy Escape.
Oh man.
Snowy Escape. Sorry, I gotta go Snowy Escape. Yeah. I saw that one coming.
You weren't gonna ride that high for too much longer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rode it right into the mountain there.
Get that quartz, bitch.
Yep. Get that quartz.
The rocks are falling off the side of the mountain.
You weren't gonna ride that meteorite.
Okay, we got Discover University or Snowy Escape. Oh god.
Oh boy.
This one's hard.
I'm going with Snows. Snowy Escape.
Me too. So
that, I feel like they ain't got it. Honestly. Setting sucks. Let's go Snowy.
Yeah, I'll get Snowy.
Snowy. Okay. Snowy won that bracket. And we are sitting at over an hour, and Allie's going to be leaving us soon.
All right, so then we have our next episode is our cow pot blanket.
Yeah.
Our cow pot blanket.
Our cow print blanket.
Our cow print blanket.
Yep. So now we got to make that as a merch, and we got to market it.
Put a little longhorn on it and say it's from Texas, you know.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yep. Thank you for listening to the llama bracket. Stay tuned for the cow plant bracket. That'll be our next episode.
On my birthday!
Yeah!
Well, this one's coming out on your birthday.
Happy birthday,
Jen. If you're listening to this episode when it comes out, happy birthday.
I'm not going to be because I can't hear myself.
Cowplant bracket will come out April 10th.
Sweet.
Okay.
Yep.
I don't know what part of the month we're in right now. I'm sorry.
It's all good.
It's okay.
It's okay.
All right, friends.
Make sure you're voting in the bracket.
Oh, yeah.
We got the that we got the bracket on Instagram going on for you guys.
Yeah.
Make good choices on that.
Who's going to win in your bracket?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's always exciting for us to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We have two years where we were off, and then 1 year where we picked the same thing.
Yes. So we'll see what happens this year.
Yeah.
I'm so curious. Remember, guys, abs and abv. Always be saving, always be vaxxing.
Yep.
Wash your hands.
I can't.
Wash your hands. And what is it?
Save a game.
Save a game. Stay new to your pets, like Bob Barker
would say.
Drink your fucking water, bitch.
Oh, yeah, drink your water.
Drink your water.
And, you know, don't be a dick.
Yeah.
Okay,
bye.
Yeah.
Bye.
If you'd like to reach out to us or just follow us across social media, we are PlumbobCast on Instagram, Threads, Blue Sky, Hive, and Twitter. We are PlumbOb Podcast on Reddit. We are Under the PlumbOb Podcast on Facebook and Tumblr. Our website is plumbobcast.com. You can find a contact form there, or you can email us at undertheplumbobpodcast@gmail.com. You can get some Under the PlumbOb merch at bit.ly/plumbobmerch. You can even join our Patreon at patreon.com/plumbobcast. There you'll find the Broke Newbie Family tier for $1. That gives you access to our private Discord server where you can chat with your fellow Simizens and Under the PlumbOb team members. There's also the Top Hat Money tier for $3. That gives you the Discord access plus a monthly bonus episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you are listening to your podcasts. We are on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube Music, TuneIn, Pandora, and many, many more. A huge thank you to Sims Wiki and Wikipedia for all of our information today, as well as Bracket HQ for always housing our Maxis Madness brackets every year. And now, back to the real world.